The omentum is another area that's very heavily laden with disease. When you start doing these, you sometimes think this is going to be very difficult. How am I going to get this off and preserve the transverse colon here, preserve the stomach? There's disease, obviously, in the infragastric component, which is actually quite a heavy burden. But the more you do, the more you can actually strip free. And the principle is to actually diathermodissect off the mesocolon. This is obviously another case just to illustrate. And it's important to actually get every single fatty piece of omentum off in order to treat it. We're lucky in this case, I'm using it as a demonstration case, that the gynecologists haven't been there. They haven't mutilated the situation by doing an infracolic omentectomy, because then what happens, you get wrapping around the colon. It's very difficult to actually get the whole thing off and satisfy yourself that you aren't leaving little islands. And I think it's very, I don't know what Paul thinks, it's very important to make sure that you don't leave those little islands. You can then diathermy dissect these areas off the, this is obviously the pylorus here, and you can literally lift them away, and here we are back on the greater curve of the stomach. We tend to use now the LigaSure to actually seal these rather than use individual ties, and basically we've got into a technique now. This is quite quick and straightforward, but you can see it's taken right back to the greater curve of the stomach, and that's the specimen that's taken away en bloc. And so the stomach is quite traumatized sometimes by these procedures.